tomorrow, I have my appendix out. Anybody had that surgery in here?
Yeah.
You were? Well, how old were you when you had that?
18.
18. That makes sense, because when I got mine done, the guy said to me, he goes, you're pretty old to have this surgery. And I was like, does that mean you're not going to fucking do it? Or now, look, we just met. I don't know how to ask this. I don't know where they shaved you, man. Yeah, okay. My appendix was over here. Right? I'm not a doctor, but it's over here. Why did they shave my junk? Why? They shaved yours? Yo, they shaved it, and they shaved, didn't shave all of it. They shaved to the base, and they left the sides. So my kid looked like a Hasidic Jew and had a fucking thing in the mutton chops. I walked out of the shower and my wife was like, you know, your dick kind of looks like your Uncle David. No. Not good. So, I was in the emergency room and, look, what's going on over here? You guys all right? You spill the drink? Okay, how long do you figure you want to talk about it? Good, yeah. Alright, cool. Well, I'm in the emergency room and, look, man, I've never had surgery before, so I'm nervous. And I went in because my stomach didn't hurt, it was uncomfortable. And I had 105 degree temperature. And, but the doctor didn't know what it was, so he just started poking and prodding. You know? So he starts poking at me and poking at me, pokes here, and he's like, how's that feel? I go, that's uncomfortable. And he's like, how's that feel? I go, that's also uncomfortable. And he goes, what about that? I go, oh, that hurts a lot. And he goes, yeah, we're going to take that out. And I said, hey, man, I don't want to tell you how to do your job. Are you not going to run any more tests? Is that what you learned in med school? In 8 years of this? Holy shit! I can do that! We're going to take that out. We're going to leave these in. Like, I don't know. You know, he said to me, he goes, yeah, these are usually pretty active. Your wife might think so, but oh, I mean, dude, that's a groan. Okay, well. So they diagnosed me, and I'm being wheeled into the operating room. And man, I'm nervous. Never had surgery. Any doctors or nurses in here? No. Okay. You have any doctor or nurse?
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe you can help me. So they're wheeling me into the operating room, and I'm about 15 feet outside the operating room, and I'm scared. And then I pass a sign on the wall that says, attention, please make sure you have the right patient. I was like, hey, you fucking see that? So I said to the guy, I go, hey man, do we need to slow down past this sign? I said, what's the story? And he looks at me and he goes, happens. What? Happens. He goes, yeah, sometimes that happens. I'm like, what? I go, well, make sure the doctor knows who I am. And he was like, I won't be there. I'm like, you're not helping me. On the way into the operating room, now there's another sign, and this one is from the doctor. And this one says, on the operating room door, attention doctors, please remember, your left, isn't there left? What the fuck? Say that again. What? What? You don't know your left from your fucking right? What? You went to college for 47 years. How do you not know your left from your right? Right? Now I'm legitimately scared. And I'm laying in the operating room, and it's just me and the anesthesiologist. And there's that sign on every wall. Please make sure you have the right patient. And at this point, I'm almost full on panic, right? And I look up at the guy and I go, hey man, why is that sign on every wall? I'm just looking for a little comfort. I'm the only professional in the room, you know? And he looks down and he goes, you know why. You put the mask right on my face! Yo, that scared the fuck out of me. I almost was like, I'm gonna go to med school just so I can make someone think they're gonna die in 3 seconds. As someone who likes practical jokes, that might be the best one I've ever heard of before. You're gonna die. Good night. What? Sleep tight. So that night, when I wake up in bed, it's like 3 a.m, and I'm about 2 days in a Percocet, so I'm tired. I'm tired, but I'm also really high, you know. And I've been peeing in the plastic bottle they give me. And here's the deal. I remember when I walked in the day before, and I checked in, the guy gave me the bottle. He goes, here's the bottle, and if you pee in it, and you leave it by the side of your bed, someone will come and pick it up. But, you know. The bathroom right there, you can walk in there right now. And I was like, wait a second. If I pee in the bottle and leave it on the side of my bed, someone's gonna come get it? And he looks at me, he goes, yeah, man, but you haven't had surgery yet. Like, you can just walk into the bathroom. I said, or am I paying for pee bottle insurance? Because if I'm paying for it, I'm fucking using it. I'll tell you right now. So I've been peeing in the bottle from the fucking day. The nurse walked in once, I was standing next to my bed just peeing in the bottle. What's going on? Yeah. But it's 3 a.m. I had surgery, I'm tired, I'm high, I pee in the bottle, I'm gonna move it, and I spill a little pee on myself. And I was like, no, shit. I take out my underwear, I throw the trash can. And it's by the side of the bed, you know? And I call the night nurse. Now, the night before, the night nurse had been this really tall, muscular woman, and I was really high, and I really like weird shit. So I was actually planning on asking her to carry me to the bathroom, you know what I mean? But in walked this young, cute, 23-year-old nurse. You guys, I'm married. I'm happily married to what I would tell you is the best looking woman I've ever seen in my life. My age, you only got so many days of cool left, you know what I mean? So when a 23-year-old walks in, I straighten the fuck up, but I forgot when I take Percocet, my right eye doesn't open, right? I had to shower in 3 days, my hair was all fucked up, I was really high, but I was still trying to act cool. So when she walked in, I think I said something like, what's up, girl? Fucking drunk old pirate. Pour out my pee bottle, baby! So, she comes in and she goes, what can I do for her? And I'm trying to hold on to at least a modicum of cool, you know? I don't want to be the old dude with dirty underwear by the side of the bed. That really happened to be who I was, you know what I mean? Can I get for you some new underwear? She bends over the foot of my bed. And with empathy, like only nurses have, she leans in. She gently squeezes the top of my toe. And she goes, did you make a mess? I'm like, what? Did I make a mess? No, I didn't make a mess. I didn't make a fucking mess. She said, why do you need new underwear? And I was like, well. Made a little bit of a mess. to pee in my underwear. She walks over to where my head is, pets it twice like a dog, and just again with this burning sympathy and empathy of a nurse, and just goes, "Should I get you a diaper?" I'm like, "What? No! Give me a fucking diaper! How old do you think I am? Shit!" And guys, my masculinity was just getting chopped down. At every turn, I felt like telling her, "I'll fuck you right now." You know what I mean? Just kind of getting my footing in there. I had lost control, clearly. And the next morning, I wake up, and my nurse comes out. She's got a mask on. She had been sick the day before, so she doesn't want to get anyone sick. She's got her surgical mask on. And she comes in, and actually, the first thing I said to her was, "Hey, where the fuck were you yesterday?" She was like, "I'm out sick." She said, "But I need to get you up and walk around today, and I need you to pass gas in front of me." I was like, "Now, guys, I've been married a long time, you know?" So when she said that, I was like, "Fucking finally, all right." Who appreciates my specific set of skills. I thank you. But what an odd request, you know? So I had to ask her, "Why am I doing this?" She said, "Well, you had some of the opiates, you're backed up. There's no way I can let you go home unless we know you're passing things through. So I'm gonna need you to fart in front of me." Yeah, man, it was so many emotions, you know what I mean? And then she said to me, "I'm a nurse. Just know if you farting in front of me is the worst thing that happens to me today, this will be the best day I've ever had this year." And then I said, "It will be my honor." So, get out, right? And the hospital, the floor is like a rectangle, you know? And I got my gown on, my hair's jacked up, my one eye on it. And I start to shuffle. I don't know about the stitches yet, and I've never had surgery, so I'm not sure about how I'm walking and the pain. I start to shuffle. I'm shuffling, I get around turn one, and I feel a little girly. And I turn to her and I go, "Oh! Girl!" Like a child, Joshy Poopy! So stupid. Okay, so I'm shuffling. I get around turn two and I feel a little movement. And I go, "Oh, gurgling movement." And she said, "You know what? You should think about lengthening your stride." And I said, "Okay." And she said, "But don't walk too fast." Now I'm gonna tell you my theory on doctors before we go any further. I do the opposite of what they say. If you tell me it takes 8 weeks to heal, I think that means 4 weeks. I think you're banging me out for more money, so you can cover your own ass. If you tell me to take 2 pills, I take 7. That number has increased as I've gotten older. So she said, "Slow down." To me, that means speed up. So I said, "The length of my strides, I'm speeding up." And it starts to work. I feel a little gas bubble. And I'm like, "Oh, shit." And I remember her saying, "You push something through, we're letting you go home." So I'm like, "Oh, push this gas bubble through." We get right around turn three. And I'm like, "I'm just going to give it a little. I'm going to step on the gas. Just give it a little. Huh?" I get to right here and I give him a little hunt and I just like, I shit myself right here in the hallway of the hospital, everybody. Now, she couldn't smell it, she could just hear it because she had a mask. So she legitimately thought it was a fart and she bent over and she went, "Good job." I said, "No, not a good job, no. You and I have a different definition of good job, I'll tell you that right now. Because what's in my pants doesn't feel like I did a great job." Guys, I can't be dropping a deuce in public, you know what I mean? That's how things get started on the internet, everybody. I gotta get out in front of this. I gotta get into my room, which is here. So I get around this turn and I start to walk faster. And she says to me, "Oh, you're walking faster now." And I think what I said to her was, "Don't talk to me." Because I'll tell you where I was. Everyone in this room has been there before. I couldn't even have words entering my head. I couldn't have anything distracting me at all. I needed 100% concentration on my asshole to make sure nothing else bad happened. You know what I mean? Not even words. I'm like, I can't have words. I know words, no concentration. I need focus right now. 100%. So I'm gone. I'm like, oh, here we go. And coming this way is one nurse. And I met her a couple times. She got a real distinct voice. And I know I just need to get past her. If I get past her, I can get in my room. So as I'm walking up to her, I'm just looking at her face. Why am I looking at her face? Yeah, her face will tell me if she knows. There's no hiding it, guys. You can't, as a normal human being, non-sociopath, you can't walk down a poop-free hallway and then all of a sudden be like, oh my god. Like, you're, as a human being, your face is going to be like, get the fuck out of here, man. There's no way to avoid it, so I'm just looking at her face all the time. Real distinct voice, and I hear her go, "How you doing?" I said, "Pretty good, how are you?" She said, "Great, we'll see you later." I said, "Okay." I peel off underwear. She didn't know. I run into the bathroom, I pick up underwear, throw it in the trash. I grab a washcloth, I wash myself up, throw that in the trash. I also threw the rest of the towel in the trash can. Felt like I needed a fresh start. You know what I mean? Just do the good thing. And I put on one of the 8 pairs of underwear that the nurse the night before brought me. Everybody in this hospital that gets into humor. She brought me 8 pairs of underwear. She handed them to me and she goes, "Hey, just in case you need to double up." Double up. Fuck you. All right, here we go. I laid out of the bed. I did. I put on 2 pairs of underwear. And I mean, they're there. You know what I mean? I lay down and I'm like, I'm clearly going home, because things are passing through, and nobody knows I'm off scot-free. And then a half an hour later, the dude who empties my trash comes in. Now, he loves me. I've been peeing in the bottle. I've never used the bathroom. It's as clean as the day as I walked in. We're buddies, man. I don't know what he looks like, he doesn't know what I look like, because the curtain's always drawn. And he always walks in and goes, "What's up, Wolf?" And I always go, "What's up, man?" So this day he walks in and he goes, "What's up, Wolf?" And I go, "What's up, man?" And he walks into the bathroom. And as soon as I hear that door shut, from inside you hear, "Good God." The door flies open, right? The man runs out and I hear him go, "Hey, Vicky, that comedian you like to shit all over his bathroom." And then I hear this voice go, "I told you, he shit in the hallway." And I was like, oh.